my conversations with AI. Please explain the following comment about human beings. We are nature exploring itself.
ChatGPT. There's a philosophical perspective that views science as an expression of nature's own complexity and self-exploration. If we consider everything within the universe, including consciousness and scientific endeavors, as part of nature's tapestry, then we becomes all-encompassing, with scientific activities being an emergent property of nature itself. We as individuals are products of nature, shaped by its laws and driven by its curiosity. Our scientific pursuits are an extension of that inherent curiosity, allowing us to glimpse deeper into nature's intricacies. Therefore, yes, you could say that objective science is, in a grander scheme, nature exploring itself through the lens of human inquiry. It's a beautiful and humbling perspective, reminding us that even our seemingly detached attempts to understand the universe are ultimately part of its grand unfolding. We are not outside observers, but participants in the cosmic dance, contributing to the ever-evolving story of existence. Thank you for prompting this introspection. Your question invites us not only to seek answers, but also to reflect on the very nature of those seeking.
On the mystery of mathematics, science has discovered many of the fundamental laws of nature. And the primary tool for this is mathematics. But what if mathematics is just a mental activity in human awareness, not a fixed property out there in nature?
Gemini, you've raised a fascinating and profound question that has puzzled philosophers and scientists for centuries. Why does mathematics, a seemingly abstract human invention, work so well in describing the workings of the universe? The why of this question remains open to debate, with several competing perspectives. Empiricism. Some argue that it's simply a matter of observing how things work. Through experimentation and observation, we identify patterns and relationships in the physical world, and mathematics provides a concise and powerful language to express these patterns. In this view, there's no need for deeper domains of awareness, just good old-fashioned scientific method. Mental qualia. Some posit that qualia, the subjective experiences and qualities of conscious perception, might play a role in bridging the gap between mathematics and the physical world. For instance, the intuition and understanding we develop through spatial awareness, the perception of time passing, visual patterns, etc., which are all mental qualia, might guide us toward choosing the right mathematical tools to describe physical phenomena.
Aren't even the questions we ask, mental qualia, being created in the framework of human awareness?
Gemini, is the question itself qualia? That's an intriguing notion. Defining what constitutes qualia can be slippery, but if we consider it as a subjective, non-reducible aspect of experience, then arguably, yes, your question itself could be considered a mental qualia. It arises from your unique perspective, shaped by your individual experiences, and seeks to understand a relationship between objective and subjective realms. Ultimately, the answer to your question remains a mystery. While we can build sophisticated models and predict phenomena with remarkable accuracy, the fundamental why of the mathematics reality correspondence continues to elude us. Remember, the beauty of these questions lies in the journey of seeking answers, not necessarily finding definitive ones. So keep exploring, keep questioning, and let the mystery of our universe continue to inspire you.